Here's a thought I'll title, The Trend Line in Photography. Now, I suspect that, like all of you, I'm not only a photographer, but I'm interested in photography as an overview. That is to say, I like to think that I'm participating in a thing, fine art photography, that has respectability, that has potential, that has growth, that has interest, that is respected by people inside and outside of photography itself. Which is what raises a little concern these days in what I'll characterize as the trend line of photography. And here's my thought. In the early years of the 20th century, photography struggled to establish its reputation as a medium for artistic expression. That was a lot of the emphasis behind Stieglitz and Gallery 291 and camera work, etc. He was trying to raise the status of photography to be considered by the general public as a legitimate medium for artistic expression. And as a medium, it gained widespread popularity and acceptance as the 20th century progressed. So if we look at the status of photography in 1910 compared to 1970, there's no question that it had achieved a lot of Stieglitz's goals for photography, and certainly rising to some sort of bell curve peak with Ansel Adams, photography was respected as an art form, which was reflected in collectability and museum exhibitions and prices in general. It seemed as though photography had arrived. Well, what about now? A quarter of the way through the 21st century. Is photography more respected as a result of the changes in the last 25 years? Or has its reputation diminished with the ease, the technological ease, of creating technically admirable photographs through iPhones, even through AI construction? Has digital processing, the iPhone and Instagram, for example, made photography more revered as an art medium or less? Do we have more galleries now than we had in, say, 1985, or fewer? Do we have more exhibitions of photography now than we had in 1970, or are there fewer? What about books? I remember those days in Borders books and Barnes & Noble books and Chapters, where there were substantial linear feet dedicated to photography books, monographs, and whatnot, four or five shelves high. Now, we're lucky if we get a three-foot section, and it's mostly how-to Photoshop books. That's what I mean by the trend line in photography. I'm not sure that photography has gained reputation in the last 25 years with the invention of a technology that makes photography so much easier for those of us who want to produce it. So why? Well, perhaps this is a simplistic way of looking at things. I'm not sure I've analyzed this as fully as I should. But it seems to me that in general, photography is still equated with mechanics, with machines, with technological production, not with creative ideas. Not with artists exploring the meaning of life or making significant observations about the human condition, which is what poetry and novels and every other medium you can think of, particularly the visual media, that's what they all do. And photography does too. But that's not the way it's generally perceived in the public, and I'm not sure that has improved in the last 25 years. I hope I'm wrong about this. I probably won't be around long enough to know for sure, because it'll take another 50 or 100 years for the history of photography in the 21st century to be written. But it does give me some concern that photography as a personally expressive art medium seems to be struggling just to keep even with what we've inherited from the past, which is one of the reasons why I love celebrating photography in lens work, because I think there's lots and lots of people out there who are doing really great work. I'm not sure that the public or the professional art world perceives it the same way we photographers do. but we'll all continue to do the very best we can and hope that photography continues being a meaningful and important medium for the creation of art.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.